A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please feel free to grab some treats. We have refreshments in the kitchen. Welcome back to back to another week of Guys Next Door. Like we always do at this time, we want to appreciate you guys, the neighborhood, our listeners. Shout out to y'all. Listen, we would not be here without you guys. We would have been not finding a reason to talk to each other for this much. Ryan, like this is literally like a reality show. Like Ryan, like if you just look at how we look like at the beginning of the recordings, like Ryan don't be happy to be here no more. Ryan is over us.
I'd be high.
Mac is now that when we start recording, Mac is the A mic. Jay be rolling high. Listen, but when the cameras come on, we are ready for you guys.
They can just be tired, man. Listen, people got long days.
Listen, we appreciate you guys. And I appreciate my brothers in check for all the hard work we put in and everybody puts in. So shout out to us one time for us pat on the back for our damn selves.
Yes, sir.
We may. Huge shout out to Che for everything she does for us. Shout out to Wolf, Rel, and
Show Wife.
Taisha. I knew I was forgetting a name that starts with T. We could not do it without you guys. But like I said, in the neighborhood, you guys are the most important part because none of this would be in place without you guys. So thank you for listening. We pray that you continue to listen. So if you are listening, make sure that you subscribe. Yes, subscribe, and leave us a calm little 5-star rating. Also, if you're listening, Apple Podcast, make sure to drop a comment. Let us know how much you love us. Why? Because we're narcissistic and we need to know that we're doing a good job. So yes, make sure you follow us. Fellas, if you go through your girl's phone, just I ask that you stop in the podcast section, hit subscribe, 5 stars, comment, then send yourself a Cash App.
You deserve nothing lunch, less King. Than 50. You deserve lunch.
Nothing less. Anything under $50. You deserve lunch. You deserve lunch in a shape up. What's a pandemic shape up right now? Pandemic shape up about 25, 30.
They gotta come to your house out here. Or is the barbershop open?
Shout out to a certain black owned brand with their own clippers who does not give us the guys next door a check, so I won't say their name. But I'm able to shape myself up. But yeah, you can go to the barbershops in New York.
Okay. I will be going on Thursday.
Yep. And as for those who feel inclined in their spirit to leave a little something in the offering plate.
Donation! Donation!
For those who do not live with the spirit or the evil inclination of Hakeem Campbell, amen.
Can I get a
for those who are not led by the spirit of lasciviousness and Kimmy Gibbler, amen. For those who realize that we give you not one but two episodes per week,
yes, Lord,
for free, and feel it necessary, amen, to reach in their digital, amen, wallets.
Pass the mouse, pass the mouse. Can I just say one thing?
I just want to, before you're going
to your wallet.
Yes, yes.
Wait till the collection plate hits your lap, because that's when you got to put it in, man. Please.
What we are saying is head over to the Patreon. Stop being motherfucking Kimmy Gibbler. Stop being a mooch. Stop being a leech. Stop being Hakeem Campbell. Put some snaps on the Petro. We give you guys 2 episodes per week. We give you 1 episode on Monday. We give you our nosy neighbor episode on Thursday. We give you 2 for the price of none. So what you can do is head over to where? Our Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Subscribe, become a patron, get some of this exclusive content we got over there. Mac and Christina just took the compatibility test, so y'all can go see all of that goodness and see what they got going on over there, get up in their little business a little bit. Who knows? Me and Ryan may take the compatibility test with somebody. We don't know. We might do something else that Dr. Ish tells us to do. Also, Dr. Ish is going to be coming to our Patreon. So if y'all appreciate it, if y'all enjoyed us getting dragged.
Slandered.
Really.
Okay. Just run them up. Just literally emotionally wiped out.
Caught up in the Lord. Wow. I had to tell the truth.
Well, the Lord is not a spider web, so there's that. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, head over to our Patreon. It is patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you become a patron. And before we do anything else, make sure you head over to your social media, wherever you're listening to, wherever you follow us, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, it's Guys Next Door Pod. Follow us. And if you want to keep the conversation going on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag Guys Next Door. Shay, am I forgetting anything? I don't think so, right?
No, I think you got it.
Mac Wiles, before we get into this beautiful episode that we have lined up for the people today, would you mind coming into the kitchen and saying a little something to the people? Good shit, black man.
Damn. As you guys know, we're in a very tumultuous time. So today's good shit, black man. Isn't just one black man that I want to highlight. It's going to be, we're speaking on 2 black men. And not just any 2 black men. We're speaking about 2 openly gay and black men who have just become the first of their kind to be members of Congress. I think there's a big celebration in order for Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones, who have just been the first openly gay person of color. I really don't like person of color, so we're just going to say black. The first openly gay black
man to
be elected to Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, understanding where this country has come from, understanding a lot of times where the stance was, understanding that we were counted as 3/5 of a man.
Takes 3/5 of a man.
Mouse Jones. Holy shit.
Jesus. But y'all want to revoke my messages. What?
Wait. I'm not here.
Okay. All right. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Wow. This guy is
That's what he said. Let's bring him back.
No. Listen, I just want to give a big to Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones. Listen, we applaud you, black men. We thank you, black men. And we want you to understand the doors that you have kicked down for not only yourself, but for other young black men and women around the country that look up to you. So thank you. good. That's the good shit, black man. I had a joke there, but I will. I refuse today to stoop down to Mouse Jones's level.
You didn't want to just. You didn't want to get another joke.
All right.
There was another joke right. throwing the back end of that. Yeah, you know, you could have packed it in.
No, I love it. I'm going to be here all day. All day. No.
You could have double fisted the joke.
I refuse. Let's get into this goddamn black man. as soon as John gets his giggles out. Okay. All right.
How do I mute me? I need to mute me. Wait, let me laugh. So I can get, all right. Go ahead. Do
don't.
But you won't be muted on the other track.
It's fine. So, for today's.
I muted me thinking you couldn't hear me.
Yo. Okay.
Got to chill. Chill.
Yo, I muted myself like, yo, Mac.
It's a family show. It's a family show.
That's fine.
Mac, I'm stepping all over your segment. I'm so sorry, but I really thought
that he was muted.
This is a family show, right, Mouse.
All right.
Okay.
So,
all right, it's out.
Today on Goddamn Black Man, we will bring it to a young black man who we have seen rise and fall very quickly. Pause. I feel like this whole episode is going to be like this now. I feel like. It's not going to be. Fuck. All right.
Yo.
We have seen this young man come to his own demise.
I'm so happy, like, Mouse is laughing, but he's laughing kind of outside the mic. So it's like you hear it, but you don't. But I know that's just on Zoom.
Anyway, the audio track's gonna be loud as shit.
Ladies, Adrian Bronner has reportedly been arrested for an unpaid $800,000 judgment in 2018's assault case. The judge saw him flashing his bread on Instagram like the big dumbass that he was, and after claiming that he only has reportedly $13 to his name. Now, he says, when you get into the video and actually watch the video, you get a chance to watch him say that the money isn't his. It's a friend. He was borrowing the money from a friend, and that it is a part of his persona. Let me speak to you real fast, AB. Let me talk to you real fast. Now you know I don't know anything. You know I've just been in this business for a little while. And you know what? I am going to give you some very, very interesting words from somebody that I used to look up to, but has legitimately probably gone crazy. When you try hard, that's when you die hard. And bro, you look like you are going down. No, Mary J. Blige. It is about to be bad news bears for you, sir.
You said he's going down.
Yo. Where did we get this guy today?
Pack him the fuck up.
All right. Adrian Bronner, I'm pray for you, man. I'm going to pray for you because I don't want to see any black man in jail. But if you are this dumb. Okay. All right.
He's in jail now. They locked his ass up.
Damn. Yo, what do you have to do? Yo, 180,000 thousand
dollars?
$800,000
I thought I heard 180.
Oh no.
$800,000 So whoever he assaulted don't have teeth no more? Like he beat their teeth out, don't have no eyeballs no more. This is because crazy.
His hands are allowed.
What do you have to
hands are registered?
So that's
right. In Vegas that he punched him in Vegas when he fought on the strip.
If your hands
so these guys don't get to be human beings no more? Because they know how to fight?
Not if your head is registered. You can't fight nobody. That's a felony.
Yeah, but even with a gun, there's a standing ground law.
Yeah, but not when nobody not when you just shoot somebody in on the strip.
Right, but I'm saying So Adrian Broner just walked up to the nigga and snuffed him?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. There's legitimate video.
If it's that case, there's a video.
Oh well.
800,000
800,000 it is.
Hey man, listen, I apologize, but goddamn black man.
I ain't gonna hold you. I owe you $800,000. I owe you $800,000, Mac Wilds. You know this quite you know this quote very well, what I'm about to say. If I owe you $800,000, and I would like to say speak from a young brother named Bernard.
Take it
out of my ass, Gump.
You ain't getting a god. Yeah, you ain't, it's a rap for
you. You ain't getting that, bro. You ain't getting it, bro. I might
get Wow. Ryan, now you too.
I just asked him what he said.
I said
we're never gonna get through this episode.
My ass gone.
Damn it.
Ever.
Okay, let's leave. Okay, we're taking off the childhoodness and we're leaving it in the beginning portion of the show. Okay. Now we're getting into, I was going to say the meat, but no. No, I'm not going
to
say.
Y'all have to chill.
Oh, God. Listen, if you guys hear us and, you know, hear what we talk about and you think it would still be a good idea to write in, you can send your letter to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And you can put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che Mills is going to read what's in front of her. Now, if this is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, then make sure you send a picture of yourself and the person you are pursuing, because I never want to give a gay person straight advice. I never want a straight person gay advice, because, you know, I want to keep...
Man, when do you switch these lines up, bro?
I'm saying, we're doing the same thing.
Episodes with the same lines. Where did it switch up today? This election got niggas' heads hurting. My head hurt. I get it.
No, I did it because of what we were doing in the beginning of the show.
Yes, I know.
Oh, goodness. Remember, guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com. All right, let's get it together. Okay. All right. Woo. Okay. Shay, aren't you so happy to be here?
No.
Got a little shaky for you, Che. We'll talk about it on Thursday. Got a little shaky. We'll talk about it on Thursday, because, you know, when this episode comes out, it'll be over. So, you know, let him get it on Thursday. So what I wanted to do. Okay.
Get it together.
I can't. All right. I don't know what it is about. Okay. I miss you guys so much. Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Yes. Let's get into today's episode. Now, I want to talk about acknowledgement. Who needs acknowledgement in the relationship the most? I was perusing the Twitter, as I do. And in between me setting the timeline ablaze with my toxicity, I came across this tweet. You know, we here at God Next Door love to give those credit. So one at queen underscore miso said, y'all don't enjoy being with the bitch you're with or enjoy being fathers. It's a task for you.
The and timing, that's why the y'all need was acknowledgement. Impeccable. Not
maybe
gonna lie to you.
If y'all look who's here. Look who is here. It is my heart outside of my body.
Hi.
Give that a kiss.
Do you better not. Don't give away my kisses.
Not my seeds.
Yeah, look, say back up, nigga.
Show out in front of
her. Yeah. Yeah, those kisses is for your godfather. Mm. Thank you very much. Now, she said maybe if y'all actually loved your partner, being faithful wouldn't feel like such a job. Then she follows up and says, a lot of y'all learn how to tolerate your partners. Y'all don't love your partner. Lastly, y'all are the only ones who think you deserve any acknowledgement. That's what's wrong. Women do what they're supposed to do and never seek any sort of recognition.
I'm about to say she was there. Actually, with a couple points.
It's like she was Game of Thrones. It was Game of Thrones. Like point. She killed it throughout the season finale was garbage.
Then the season finale was trash. it's like she started the paper on time, but fell asleep right before the deadline.
And then woke up and had to write some bullshit. Okay, so here goes the thing. To me, the only thing that made any type of sense was. So here goes the thing, right, about Twitter before we break this topic down. The thing about Twitter is it's a bunch of people saying, it's a bunch of people
almost the right thing.
That's it's a lot of people. Yeah, almost the right thing. It's a lot of people that say things, and I could even be, I can even be guilty of that sometimes. A lot of us say something that sounds good but has zero contextual evidence, has zero to do with anything.
I'm here with you.
So if we look at this, right, and we look at the statement, y'all don't enjoy being with the bitch you're with or enjoy being fathers. What?
Like you're talking crazy. Why am I going to be with, I'm about to say,
you know what? Low-key, I think it's a lot
let alone then having
a looking job. On Instagram. These girls fall into these pits where they speak about very specific situations and generalize it.
You're talking about her situation.
Because
there's a lot of y'alls in there, and I never met that lady.
It's a y'all, and always a y'all. The y'all is us.
I don't really know her.
So when I hear things like that, y'all don't enjoy being with the bitch you're with, that's my problem, right? Because that statement is so true. So if the tweet stopped there, I'd be like, oh, she got it. Like, yeah, I'd retweet it. Like, that's a point. It's the fact that she tried to use that to subjugate. It's a task for you, and that's
subjugate,
why y'all
subjugate.
Need acknowledgement.
I heard that.
I thought it was like a new level in Minecraft. This nigga talk about subjugate. Like
a new level. That's what I thought. Subjugate. It sounds like he's building up condominiums.
And like that's the thing that separates the rich from the poor, the subjugate.
That is everyone knows that's poor nigga.
I know it's some type of gate. I know it was a gate.
Everyone knows it's called nigger gate. But then she says, maybe if y'all actually loved your partner, being faithful wouldn't feel like such a job. Once again, a sentence that makes a lot of sense, but not when paired with this thought. So when she says it's a task for you and that's why y'all need acknowledgement, I think any human being that does something
100%.
Would want acknowledgement. I don't see why we're demonizing anyone for needing acknowledgement, right? Another pointless, baseless statement that sounds good but has no point being here, a lot of y'all learned how to tolerate your partners. Y'all don't love your partners. Has nothing to do with acknowledgement here. If someone wanting acknowledgement is not indicative of them loving someone any less. And last but not least, y'all are the only ones who think you deserve any acknowledgement. Clearly not, because when men cheat, they find women who acknowledge them. So clearly someone else feels they deserve acknowledgement. But lucky you, black men don't cheat. That's what's wrong. Women do what they're supposed to do and never seek any sort of recognition.
But isn't that where insecurities come in? Well,
whoa, look at that, Ryan, making a point.
I'm just saying. I've had relationships where insecurities have played in part, not on my behalf. Hmm. So I think in their mind, which I thought I did, but it was just taken to the top that I acknowledged them and told them many things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still insecure. But let her tweet go on. You know, I'm just here.
So that got me to thinking. Who does need the most acknowledgement in a relationship? Is acknowledgement a problem in a relationship? Let's really unpack this. You know, as much as we can, we're not experts. You know, we're nobody's therapist. We're just a few guys.
So, you know, we're just your friendly neighborhood next door neighbors.
Yeah, that's it. That's really it. We just got good speeches. That's it. You know, we always got the sugar for the Kool-Aid. You know, you come by, come get you a glass of Kool-Aid. So let's get to chopping it. So, Mac, I'm going to ask you, you read that state, you hear that tweet. What does that do? Does that awaken anything in you as somebody who's in a relationship that seems to be on the trajectory towards marriage and towards longevity?
Awaken something in me? Nah, honestly, automatically looking at it, and again, I don't know this woman from a can of beans or paint on the wall, right?
can of beans, paint on the wall.
Way to make somebody feel insignificant.
She could be the best woman in the world. She could really have a point, but I automatically
not tweeting like this.
I read this and I automatically just kind of put it in like a category. I feel like in Twitter we have a category that is not spoken about enough. I call it "Who Hurt You, Twitter."
That's what I feel all this is about for her. I feel like she's taking some personal, very personal experiences, like Max said, and it all in her tweets.
Sure, that's all Twitter is full of. I wanted to move
of course,
from that.
That was the catalyst.
Because that was just the catalyst, right? That was what got me to thinking, because this is the thought process behind a lot of arguments and relationships. This is the catalyst of a lot of misreading and misinformed relationships, because there are women that enter relationships with other adult human beings of the male species and believe that, that believe kind of like what all three of our fathers told us at one time, that being a man is a thankless job. I think that's probably the most toxic, or one of the most toxic lessons our generation could have been taught. Is that we're just supposed to go out and do what we're supposed to do and not receive any accreditation or acknowledgement at the least. This is an example. Like, you flip the light switch and light comes on because I pay the bill. I'm not supposed to get acknowledgement for that. Or, you know, I fulfill my duties as your man. I make sure I see you. I make sure I hear you. I make sure I feel you. I make sure I prop you up. I make sure that you feel loved and protected. I don't deserve acknowledgement for that. I'm not asking for a parade, but acknowledgement.
Everybody wants acknowledgement, man. I can't see somebody saying in a relationship, want to be acknowledged for the good things that I do. Because I know for damn sure when you do something wrong, they'll be acknowledged for that shit.
Call you out on your bullshit when you're wrong. But, you know, it's the... I feel like there's not enough people in society nowadays. I think it is what you just said, Mouse, right? Where, and it's not even just men who grew up like that. I think women grew up in that household where, okay, you do... you got to handle this, you got to do this, you got to do this, and you know, you don't expect anything. I'm saying
the only reason I cut you off to disagree with that is very important. I think bullshit. I think maybe that is what they would want us to believe. But why do anniversaries exist? We're not celebrated on Valentine's Day. We're not celebrated on anniversaries. We're not even
celebrated on birthdays.
We get the same vagina on Tuesday that we get for our birthday.
So what is like Valentine's Day, like Steak and BJ's Day? Or what was the other one? Sweetness Day
is what they call it in the Midwest.
Yeah, Sweetness Day, never.
Y'all ever got that?
But steak, no. Hold on, I was about to say, Steak and BJ Day is amazing.
But let you steak, not...
Shout
let
out
you
to Steak and BJ Day. Yeah.
I never got that.
I've never... I don't eat red meat.
I don't eat red
meat. Them the dates.
All right, it'd be a Popeye's...
I don't eat red meat, so...
It'd be sushi and BJ's.
Thanks.
Are you a pescatarian because you're on the podcast right now? Or are you a pescatarian? All right, we'll talk about it off.
I've actually, that's funny because I've been a pescatarian on this podcast. Thanks.
Hold on. Let me see. Steak and
yo, the way this podcast
steak and BJ
the way this podcast turns on you.
Steak and BJ Day is March 14th.
Steak and BJ.
So
when is that?
I'm sorry.
How come you ain't tell us this early?
That's my bad.
What the hell's up? Come on.
Yeah, March 14th. So the girls got March 13th, February 14th. We got March
14th.
Steak and BJ Day. Steak and BJ. It's supposed to be like Valentine's Day, but you know, we don't get flowers or nothing. So, you know, shorty cook a steak and, you know, wop you off. Yeah, pretty much.
So the steak can really just be anything you want. It's just anything you love.
Noted.
All right. Che, have you ever celebrated Steak and BJ Day?
No, I didn't.
How about Sweeties Day? Have you ever celebrated that?
I never had a nigga around the time that was a thing. So,
you never had a nigga. So you never had a wait.
Go ahead,
Mac. When is that day? When is that day? Please. Let me know that day.
When it's Sweetie's Day?
Yes. Sweetest Day. So I can tell her if she had a nigga ever on that time, because I think she's
fine. Yo, Sweetest
Day. She don't even know what it is. That's what I think.
I do know what it is. I went to school in Ohio. I know what it is.
When? I said when. I didn't say what. Third October. I don't think you know what it is.
Third Saturday in October.
So you never had a nigga right around Thanksgiving and Christmas, Halloween. You never had a nigga.
You never had a nigga a week. You never had a nigga all your life. You never had a nigga the week before.
I had never heard of that holiday until college. From college forward.
You never dressed up with a nigga. 2020. You never dressed up with a nigga Halloween and got a little freaky. You one of your drinks. No.
That is not Sweetie's Day. Okay, celebrate that man. Okay, that is what Sweetie's Day is. Well, you know what, Shay? You skipped Sweetie's Day this year. You have three husbands. You did not celebrate not one of us. So,
appreciate it.
I like flowers.
Thanks, Shay. It was
you get you can get me some fucking thanks. Flowers.
That was the best.
Oh no! I am the reason why y'all got that nice little box from gifts being given. I
that
arranged
was not a, that.
So that, that I facilitated.
Let me start. That was not a gift.
That was not a gift. That was not a gift.
But you know that these two niggas.
Look, get back.
Go ahead, Mac.
Gladly.
Go ahead.
I got the gift and use it proudly. These two nigglets. They
I have not touched said gift since it entered my life.
That shit under my bed like a Jumanji boy.
I threw the shit away. I watched Tahoe pick it up, put it in the trash. I watched it. The trash can be dumped.
Hold on, I'm about to say.
And then I went back in the house.
Two things about what Mouse Jones just said. Mouse Jones, one, said that he threw it out and it wound up back under his couch. And then two, he just called Tahoe a garbage man. I just hope everybody caught that. Oh, Mary.
She is a garbage man. Tahoe is a garbage man.
No,
he's
I know.
Really she a garbage to man. Your house that, to that was the part of the joke. Oh, my.
Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
I watched it, and then I went back in the house. It was like,
so,
I had to get back in.
So the
it was smoking a cigarette. Things. It said, what? Welcome back. Welcome
so
back.
You can get rid of me that simple. So we had to get rid of me that easy.
So you... He was talking like the shit was talking like
Boomerang
and and Boomerang.
Mad mouse. I was like, God, no, but like we this is what we do here. We deflect and have fun. But seriously, I do think there is a and I know there are going to be some women listeners that hear this and be like, oh God, niggas, read the room. Listen. You are not going to have, cultivate, mold, grow, incubate any type of healthy relationship with anybody, let alone a man, a black man who goes out every day, fights for you, works hard to support you, provide for you, gets beat down daily, is reminded of how less than he is. Come home and then is looked at as, hey, nigga. What? Like, are you kidding me? Like, literally what Mac was saying, that's why I had to stop him, because it's like, that's what Valentine's Day is. That's what anniversaries are for. That's what just because gifts. You ever see a woman ask for a just because gift? How are you telling me that you deserve a just because gift? But I do not deserve any acknowledgement outside of what you dredge up, what you decide to throw my way. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I can only speak from my own experience. Now, I think in the past, I have been with women who don't acknowledge or, aren't pressed on giving you acknowledgement. But Christina is very much, and it may just be like, you know, we pray together. We try to pray every night, and even in our prayer, it's very much just acknowledging where we are, acknowledging being present, acknowledging what we do for each other, acknowledging Tristan being in our life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's always a level of acknowledgement. Like I'm always trying to fill her up. Pause. I'm always trying to make her, like, not pause.
Why did you pause?
I'll say that. No
clear
nasty.
Heterosexual statement.
Yeah, no nasty.
No nasty.
I'm always trying to make sure that she feels fulfilled, and she does the same. You know, I think it's supposed to be. Once you get into a very good place with your partner, it's supposed to be a mutual exchange. You're supposed to get to a place where you know the saying in the Bible, right? You know, your cup overfloweth.
Let your cup runneth over.
A lot of people, and I was watching Ayana Save My Life. I love that show. You know, I love watching.
I never told y'all that my roommate, side note, my roommate first in college was on like the first episode of Ayana Saved My Life.
Nah, I didn't know that. Yo, what do we have to do to get Ayana on our show?
The first episode was about my roommate in college, black kid, my son William Moorhead. Moorhead little thing.
They called him what?
They called him.
Why are you doing this to me, Ryan? No, seriously. I was doing so well.
His nickname was Mohead Little Fingers because he was like 5'6" and he had little fingers and he had a big head. His last name was Moorhead.
Now, Che, you're my witness. I was doing well. I was staying on topic.
You were.
I'm trying to tell you.
Here he come.
The story of my life.
Antagonizing you.
Ayana
antagonizing
was in somebody's life. I know, That's it.
Yeah, we're going
to figure
it out.
We need to figure out.
Neighbors, if you guys know Ayanla, if one of our, let us know. Let us know. But anyway.
Please. If anybody got a line on Ayanna.
You better hit little fingers.
Mohair little fingers.
You're supposed to with your person. All right.
Speaking of little fingers, you ever notice how big your dick look in your girl hand when she got little hands? Like when I say little hands, the one that like she can't really
Hand.
Boy, like not when they do this. Like
I know it's even better when they only go over like seeing a whole good manicured.
it's a pretty fire. Hand on my man's is always fire. When she got the pretty hand on my man,
she can get bands.
And
you know what I sing right after. Throw baby, I'm trying to give it to you. Throw baby, I'm trying to buckle on you.
That's a wild song.
All right.
Sexy little anyway, bitch. I love
you're
that.
You're supposed to fill each other up, right? Make sure that nobody is pouring into someone else until they're empty. You guys are constantly making sure that you guys are full. And that comes with, you know, making sure that your partner feels fulfilled, you know, providing whatever you need to provide for them, hitting them with whatever you need to hit for them, making sure, you know, and acknowledgement of what they do and all of that. Like the doc said it, the three strongest things in any relationship that you want to see, you want to feel heard, you want to feel seen, and you want to be understood. And all of that, to feel understood, you need to be acknowledged. Like, what I'm doing isn't for naught. You know what I'm saying?
I also think she was like, we were raised like that to want to be acknowledged. Okay. I feel like it's kind of the opposite sometimes. That I never felt like the oh, good job. Oh, you did this. It was more negative things. Like, you know, everything's always blown up when you're younger, especially where how we were. That when something negative happened, it was always, oh, you shouldn't do that. But then when something positive happened, it was just really like walked over.
You're supposed to do that.
Yeah. So I feel like with that, in terms of I kind of flipped the script when I started getting in relationships, and I felt like I needed to give that more than I ever received it. So I would want to. You know what I mean?
Now, how would that represent itself? Like, what is some ways that would represent itself in your adult life, in your dating life?
I just felt like I wasn't, for the things that I did that I thought I could have got a little bit more of a good job. Like, you did that. I felt like since I didn't get that when it came to somebody that I really cared about, I feel like showing that was the best thing that I could do as a man or as somebody who didn't receive it. It's kind of like just when you didn't get anything growing up and then you want your kids to have everything that you didn't have. So that's why in certain relationships that I was in, when the girl was like, I don't feel like I'm being acknowledged enough, basically, because her own, certain things about her life that really didn't have nothing to do with me, she pushed out on me. Then I took it as like, yo, I big you up all the time. Like, I tell you, beautiful all the time. I do this X, Y, and Z, and it's never enough. But I started to realize as I got older that maybe it just wasn't me. It was certain other things that happened.
Oh, yeah, I definitely get it.
If you get what I mean.
No, 100%. So, okay.
But I would love that. And I guess that's what I'm looking for. And I won't say that's the only reason why I'm single, but I think that's one thing I'm really looking for in a relationship is somebody, for what she's saying, that I thought was true in her tweets before she went.
What, you went haywire?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask this. Do you know what acknowledgement looks like? Like the type of acknowledgement you would want? Do you know what that looks like?
I think it's all based on what you want in your life. Because I feel like there's some people that could probably give me the bet, like they could treat me amazing and tell me exactly what I want to hear, but I don't feel like it would it would be expressed in the right way if I didn't have those feelings toward them as mm-hmm. much as I wanted to.
So somebody could, essentially one woman could throw you a parade and it wouldn't really matter. But another woman could be like, I see you.
Absolutely.
And that,
and the I see you would be like, damn, she saw me. Like, mm-hmm. that's all I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like there's somebody that could text me right now and they could pretty much say anything in the world besides like, fuck you. Don't ever talk to me again. And I'd be like, damn.
Shit might turn me on.
Facts. I'd be like, yo. It could be as simple as like, damn, this election stressing me out. Like, how you feel about it? Like, yo, you asking me?
Nah, dead ass.
Like you text me how I feel about it compared to somebody who's like, yo, I love you and I'll do anything for you and this and this. And it's like, yo, I get it, but you don't really even know me to get that far. Like, you jump in a gun just because you really fuck with me. And there's certain people I would jump out the gym for just because I really fuck with them, so.
I think the scariest part is I don't think women literally, I mean, I was from that tweet and the women who agreed with it. I know for a fact there's women out there who don't understand just how much we need that. I'm talking about we need that as much as most men need that as much as they need air. Like, I remember we was on this, what was it, right before Dr. Ish came on?
I was about to say.
It was like the week before Dr. Ish came on, we was having that conversation. And I was like, yo, I don't.
Like, he was like, nah.
I don't really need that, right? And, you know, and Dr. Ish said, you know, most people do. I still am under the thought process that I don't need it, but I would like it. Like, I would like it, right? I have this conversation with Shorty all the time. It's like, if you...
What did you say? Hold on, what did you say?
I was about to say, so if you go on... And, like, what's wrong with this guy? So, like, if you go on... If you perfect example, if you go through my phone, right? Because if you're going through my phone, that means you're looking for something. You're not just going through my phone. You go through my phone 30 times. On the 31st time, you find something you don't like. Don't mean it's something. You ever woke up from being asleep and like getting head or like getting some like celebratory sex because I didn't find nothing? Like, no.
But as soon as they find something, as soon as they find something,
you're gonna get hit.
Mr. Postman.
You get hit in the head. Boom. That's crazy. That's the perfect example. A woman is going, a woman is going to give you hell if you don't do something, but she don't ever acknowledge what you do.
We need that.
So I have a question.
Like, I don't understand. It's like,
so,
and that's why I don't. That,
I do understand. I do understand about us needing an acknowledgement because I agree. I'm starting to think how much acknowledgement is too much for both parties. You know, like, is there a way to overdo it, or is it something that
I'm with Ryan. I think if it's yours, I don't think it, because like you said, you're constantly filling each other up. You're constantly pouring into one another. So I think there is no, if it's that
no,
person.
Right?
No, no, yeah, Tris, you agree? Thanks. but no, I'm with Ryan on that one, 1,000,000,000% on that. If it's the person I feel for, that you, please, babe, don't not acknowledge me enough.
For me, it's like who doesn't want to be in love with something that always says they love, like, love them, you know what I mean? Like, if I love you and you always say, who doesn't want that? If I love something, I always want that.
But that's why I'm asking, right? Like, I don't, acknowledgement is just one part of the whole love thing, right? Like, that's just one way to show, for someone to show you that they love you. Of course, there's a multitude of other ways, but like, I saw you shake your head, Shay. What are your thoughts? Oh, actually, wait, you're cut off, I'm sorry.
We want to go this route.
I told you, you know, because of the election,
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
She was showing feet in a racial group chat.
And I love this show. I love this show.
I hate y'all, I swear.
No, but sir, chat.
No,
I think it's extremely important. We will definitely enforce your punishment at a later date.
Oh my God! What the fuck? The day y'all do that, watch. Oh, I'm showing out that week.
You already have. That's why you're in trouble.
Do it again. Why don't you?
Funny. What $200 could do to a person.
Take me anyway, to the ball, baby.
I sure did go get me a nice little pedicure with that money. See if I did.
Take me to the ball, myself, baby.
Take me to the mall, baby.
Give me a sweater.
You know, Tony took me to the mall. Tony got me two sweaters.
Joe took me to the mall.
Joe got me some jeans. Tony got me two sweaters. You know, Joe took me to the mall. Joe got me two sweaters.
Two sweaters and a pair of pants.
I swear to God.
No, Jay. How do you view acknowledgement? What is your experience with acknowledging or properly acknowledging or being acknowledged by a significant other?
I think for me, what I've been trying to do, because I know that as far as acknowledgement goes, for me, acknowledgement and my issues with abandonment go hand in hand for me personally. I have an issue where, like, if you don't verbally say certain things to me, like, I won't say all the time, but, like, often enough, then I start to think the opposite. Like, all right, well, you ain't said this, and, oh, like, I need, your actions and your words have to match. But also for me, with acknowledgement, I'll say that it's less of, I don't need you to congratulate me on the little things, like, hey, you made it through lunch today, or like just the simple things. And I don't need you to always big up every single.
Just because you don't need it doesn't mean you don't want it.
Because I've had it done to me where it was done too often, like on the small things, it was done too often, it became aggravating. Like, like it was very bizarre. It was my first time.
That kind of goes to what you were saying, Matt.
Now, I just think the right person.
Yeah, Che, was this a person you wanted?
Yeah. This was someone who I was very interested in dating for that time. This was recent. Well, not recent, but in the last year.
The women just don't want to be happy.
No, so it was just one of those where it's like, just
we do enough, but we don't do enough. Do too much, not enough. It's crazy.
Anyway, but in that case, it was done too often on like the smaller, insignificant things that didn't necessarily matter to me. So it was kind of like, all right, bro, you can chill.
That didn't matter to. Okay, me. So it isn't.
Didn't matter to me.
Right. That goes to what we always talk about is learning how to love that specific person. Okay.
Yes.
Shady, be listening. Don't feed be listening
to the chat, but shut be listening. So, but for me, I'll say acknowledgement. My form of acknowledgement is I tend to, when I stress, y'all know this, when I stress out, I really stress the fuck out. And it's usually like for a period of a couple of days. So
yeah, we know.
The type of acknowledgement I appreciate is like someone who observes me going through this and will do things to simplify my life along the way. So like you see me editing a project for the last 8 hours. You come in the room like, hey, you didn't eat today. Hands me some food.
What if he just whip his shit out? And just be like, yo, you're sick, you working all day. I'm trying to bend you over and release some stress, baby.
Wow. Ooh.
Depends on the person.
Okay, hold on.
That's
crazy. That's crazy. Depending on the person, you better bust that ass and it's happy. But if he just offered you food and didn't bust your ass to a person that you wasn't really feeling, it would just be like,
this actually leads me to something that I was hearing about on this brand new app that I won't bring up because they're not paying us. Showing the little piggy go wee all the way home. Yeah.
I was just doing the music. Shut your ass up, brother.
I was in one of those auditory group chats, and not the racial. It was a very heated discussion. there was this young man.
As they are.
I think in America or around the world, they know him as 21 Savage. Left, and then I'm gonna bring it right back into acknowledgement. And he was having a conversation with the group of women that were in there, and they were speaking to. Gifts that guys give girls, or the way that girls kind of check out guys. Like, he's like, yo, if I pulled up in a crazy car, do you guys judge a guy on his car? And they're like, no. Some girls was like, yeah, they like, see, I know, that's why I got to pull up and whatever. But the conversation went to a place where he said, yo, why do you guys as women always feel like pussy is a gift, but dick is never a gift? And a woman came out and said, because you guys always come from pussy. We don't always come from dick. I wanted to know, what is you guys' thoughts on, because again, we're talking about gifts, we're talking about acknowledgement. What do you guys think about the gift of vagina? And what are your thoughts on it compared to the gift of the dills?
Man, listen, I ain't even gonna hold you. Man, listen, give me the PS5, okay? I'm not even gonna hold you. Give me the PS5. Give me the Cartier love bracelet. Give me the whatever sneakers I may want. Give me the Nike Air Yeezy One Zens. Give me those. Give me a new fitted
great bottom.
Yankee.
Can't be mad at a great bottom.
You know, Yankee. No. Don't ever bring me a Jordan 1.
We might break up over
it. But bring me a Jordan 1. You feel me? Bring me, be like, babe, I see you've been wearing, I know your favorite sneaker is the Air Jordan 3 True Blue 2011. Let me get you two more pairs because I see you've been wearing your pair and it's starting to crack at the midsole because it's 2011 sneaker. Babe, I got you two more pair. Then give me the pussy at the end.
It literally sounds like,
you know,
sounds like a dream. Cause this spirals back to how women don't know how to give gifts. So I'm gonna go on that and say the only thing that they think will just shut us up, which, don't get it wrong, it shuts us up a lot of the time.
But that's how they feel.
Because we be tired.
They don't think dick is a gift because they don't think dick is a gift because we give excellent gifts. We give amazing real life gifts. And y'all give horrible real life gifts. So
I have a question to guys, I have a question to the woman in the
room. But I will be
open. What the fuck can you give me that is comparable to a Birkin bag?
I don't say a kid.
A threesome?
Absolutely. Nope. No. No, neither one of those.
As a matter of fact, a sevensome.
Just say a clear mind and no headaches. Just say, I mean, if you can't get that.
She got to give you a call.
Putting a down payment on a house or a car, like that's the only thing.
No, don't give me nothing. I got to pay taxes on. Keep your fucking house. Give me a car. Buy me a car.
Just saying, like if you don't be slick,
you buy me a fucking house, then I got to pay the gifts. I got to pay the property tax.
Gifts ain't.
Make sure
yo, I'm just saying, when it comes to the gifts, the women gifts, man, them things ain't banging.
I'm not gonna hold you.
It's like when it's my turn to give a gift, it's just always what's hot. When it's my turn to get a gift, it's clearance.
Which is not acceptable because me and Ryan's birthday is at the top of a new season. There are always new collections Facts. Out.
And you probably Facts. Just got what your tax returns. Like, what are we doing?
Let's keep it cute, boo.
It's always about what I do.
But I will be honest here. I will be honest. At least for myself, I'll be transparent. I don't got gifted.
What do you mean?
I don't got gifted.
Okay, so then answer the question.
So I got to give you something.
What is gift dick and what is gift vagina?
Well, I don't know what gift dick is because I ain't got it. I know that. I know this is the same. This is the same dick you got yesterday. This is the same dick you got 2 weeks ago. You gonna come the same way you've been coming. And
I think more gift dick is given out when you're not in a relationship.
When it's not obligatory dick.
Yeah, it's not like, you know you're going to get it all the time. But when...
Think about this. Think about this. Where Ryan is even right, I might go deeper. Pause. Now, watch this. Gift dick is truly gift dick when y'all not in a relationship, because more than likely she might have fucked at least two more people in that time frame where you're like standing out. Like the dick she might have got last week is not as fire as what you're giving her right now. Or
your gift is a bit because a man at home is not a gift.
Or even better.
Hold on. Y'all gotta relax.
It's always a gift from your side.
Y'all gonna make me go in that room and punch Christine in the head. I'm gonna hit her right in the forehead.
Time out. Why are you looking like that?
Time out. I got a real question. Wait a minute. I got a real question about this. Y'all niggas ever lay next to your shorty? Is she just, she's not moaning?
Oh, in her dreams? Moaning. Oh, yeah.
And
you're
what the fuck is going on in there? Do I have to? Son.
I get mad when they sleep too happy.
Son, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I got to stress you out one time.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I've been whole ass mad. Just like, when a woman wake up, your girl ever wake up and have an attitude because she had a dream about you doing some dumb shit. I've been whole ass mad for a whole morning. She waking up. Hey.
Fuck you, man. Hey.
Some hey. Fuck out of my face.
So you smiling. Hey. I saw you smirking on that pillow.
Like you was in your dream. Who you was about? Word. Oh, I remember my dream.
Yo, man.
Well, I'm not going to remember you exist either.
You have
no gift for you tonight. There will be no gift giving. Hey.
You won't get no gift from me today. You better go back to
nigga
sleep.
Nigga said,
go back to that dream.
Wow. No, I was like, this nigga
so, just said, okay.
Yo, go ahead.
No, so I guess, so I guess my answer to put a button on this, I guess my question is to put a button on this. How do we go about demanding that we get acknowledged?
I think it starts in the beginning.
How so?
If you honestly find the person you want to fuck with, it doesn't matter. Honestly, it has got to come with everyone. Just to find that person you want to fuck with, you have to be open about that. And if they acknowledge it, then that's the person that you want to be with or is meant for you. But if you don't speak up about it, and then 2 years down the line, you tight about her not acknowledging this shit, and he's like, I just expect her to, like, you nah, we're too old.
I think it's just what I'm like, to piggyback off of what Ryan said, and to piggyback off of what Ryan said earlier, I think one, it starts with very, very clear communication and understanding of that, you know, you both, I think even to piggyback off of what you said, Mouse, I think we all come from very archaic measures and ideas of being a man. So a lot of times, oh, wow.
Don't talk about my father like that.
But
he didn't have to be here, but he did. All right. My father picked up somebody else's slack.
Like we had those this is what it means to be a man that aren't necessarily bad, but it's not conducive to us as humans, right? It's good for us as
Ryan Leslie were a day.
Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah.
I think you're
the nigga gate was really, really good. Anyway.
Yeah, I thought that
no,
was good.
I mean, you know, the nigga gate, you know.
I would like it to be noted that Mouse may have been the problem in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
Definitely Mac around closing this one.
No, I think a very clear communication on. Just you understanding that you guys are taking each other on as humans, and as humans, one thing that you both need to thrive beautifully is acknowledgement. And then the second thing is to understand the various forms of acknowledgement, right? Just like Ryan said, like, yo, having a shorty want to come talk to me about shit that she doesn't have to talk to me about shows that she appreciates and that she acknowledges my time. Like, just being honest, I'm like, yo, you see this election shit? It's crazy. Bitch, you could be talking to anybody in the world, but you want to talk to me about this.
Anybody, what you talking to me? And I'm happy as shit. I promise you, there's been a situation, especially recently, where a girl is
like,
and I don't know nothing about this shit, and I'll hit the computer and research it right up.
Nigga, listen, if I like you and you send me some shit, I'll be like, she'll be like, can you believe what's going on in
Uganda? Yes,
babe,
you need to end SARS.
What? It's a shame.
End SARS.
I know everything. You know what's what's crazy is, you hear this a lot. Like, you
know. Yo, this might be the episode that gets us canceled forever. Like, this may be the one. Like,
nigga say, yeah, baby, damn. Yeah, we got to end thought. It's crazy.
You know how you hear this in a movie? It's like, you meet that one, it's like, she'll make you just want to pray. Like, I promise you, there's somebody right now that can text me and has brought me closer to God. Promise you that. I'm sitting here looking y'all in the eye, telling you right now that I am closer to the Lord because of what I foresee in my future.
Yeah.
I've seen some asses that have done that. Not gonna lie to you. I've seen some asses that have made me change religions. But no, I 1000% agree. I think it starts right in the beginning. Like I said, I've said this on this podcast many times. I envy how women are able to come into a relationship and hand out the playbook. Like, listen, nigga, this is what I'm dealing with. This is not what I'm dealing with. Now, if she decides to keep up with that, you know, if she does not, you know, if she is not keeping it 100 and, you know, she says she won't. Says she won't deal with it, but does deal with it. But at least in the beginning, she does tell you, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with that. I'll deal with this.
No, that's
men, we have to do the same thing. Listen, and I know why we don't say things like that. Why? Because it's vulnerable. We don't want to look like we don't want to look like a bitch. We don't want to look like any less. We're scared of that rejection. But fuck it. You got to control the tempo. We real tough, right? So set the tone. Listen. Yo, it's cool. Yo, boom. Yo, how are you with, you know, first date? You know, she asked you, you got kids? You ask her, how are you with acknowledgement?
Word. Man, I'm going to ask that tomorrow.
Ask her. So, listen, right, on your date, ask first question, most important.
What you talking
ask
about? Her to, I just said, I'm like, that's everybody said no stories, no backstory behind it.
You said,
my man, shut up.
You said tomorrow.
My man, shut up. Just go with what you were saying, but you don't got to bring up
Bennett.
All right,
bro.
So I would just like to add.
Mouse, what should I say?
You should ask the first question should always be, say your ABCs, because you want to know if she says LMNO or if she says LMNO.
This might be one of the only times I'm giving you the floor to give me some dating directions.
So, I'm dead ass. If she say LMNO, get out of there, bro. If she say elemental, if you be like, yo, like find a funny way to say it, be like, yo, word, like, yo, I like how your voice sound. Yo, say ABC. She gonna front, you gotta keep laughing, but like really go to the dude, but like, yo,
sing with her. A B, come on, man. C D E.
B C. I'm working on this new melody. I'm working on this melody. I'm gonna bring.
And then literally,
now you're a rapper, right?
An elemental. She gonna be like out, like, hey. Elemental.
If she say A B C H I J K elemental. What the bitch? You don't have. You know good and well. If she say elemental, if she say elemental, a vagina is mad wet. But I know for a fact she don't have a graduation tassel in her rear view mirror.
I can almost promise you that
and then the second health insurance question,
isn't a high priority of hers. Nope.
Nor is water drinking. She's going to drink mad Casa Amigos, no Essentia. Casa de Essentia, not there.
Okay. All right.
But the important, the second most important question is that, how are you with acknowledgments? We need to ask questions.
I'm going to ask that.
It's almost like, and I guess, Ryan, I could only speak to you about this because you've gone on like corporate interviews. It's almost like when I hear people say, like, I hear a lot of people say, like, turn the interview around on
X.
Like, interview the person who's trying to hire you. We need to do that with women. Like, we need to stop acting like, yeah, I know everybody's going to go up and, you know, fuck it. That's how we put a button on it. So,
Yes, sir.
We're the prize.
Hold on. We could talk about it on another episode, but understand, we undo. Men know now.
Oh my God.
Men know now. Oh, Mouse. Oh,
wait a minute. You peeped? Ryan, you peeped.
Did I?
Oh.
You look like the Green Mile walked through the door.
With the white, with the baggy white T-shirt on.
Boss.
But the way he walked in, was like,
my name, John Cole.
He had to go. He walked in like he dropped it.
Hold on.
Walked the fuck out of here, you and your little pod.
Heavy.
Oh, who them?
Nigga, the shit hit the floor. Who them niggas? Like,
that's you and your little bros? Yo, yo, tell that nigga I like him, yo. Tell that nigga Mouse I like
him. He go with me.
Yo, who that? That's Mac? Yo, tell that nigga I love DeWire, yo. Yo, that nigga walked in here like he got
hell. Yo, that nigga sent you $200.
Yo, and the fact that, and the fact that she went like that with the camera, I know he didn't have no drawers on. I know he didn't have no drawers
on. Nigga came swinging. I'm trying to do my best.
Wow. That was one of them acknowledgements we were talking about.
Yo, the nigga walked.
That was that acknowledgement we were talking about.
Yo, that nigga walked. He walked in like he knows he got gifted.
Nigga walked in and said, hey, baby girl. He said, baby girl, hey, T minus five, hey, right?
Let me know what time.
Tell your little friends about your dick time.
I know they are EST, but I'm on this PST, you heard?
Tell your friends about dick 35.
All right. Yo.
About half past that ass. Ted. If you don't get up off that,
it's about a quarter of the dick.
I don't appreciate.
He said, all I got in this house is Wi-Fi and dick and bubble gum, and I ran out of bubble gum, and you wasted my Wi-Fi.
Hey, do you have a letter for us today?
All I got is dick and Wi-Fi.
You need to read the letter after that. You. Give us our letters, please.
Come on, Jay. Give us our letters, Jay.
I didn't pre-read any of them. Were there any super interesting ones? Because if not,
yeah, Ryan sent.
I'm just gonna pick one.
And then Max sent one.
Was that the most recent one? What's the most recent one?
Was Jesus Fatty.
Yeah, go ahead.
We want to go there.
That's what we're gonna go.
Should we go there?
So they got the fatty.
Yeah, let's go there. We go there.
Give me a second. Yo, that nigga walked in. That nigga walked in like his dick hit the floor.
The shit hit the door behind him like by accident. Oh, shit.
He knows I'm being recorded.
Mind you, he didn't walk in on some like, he walked in on some like, still doing that shit? Yeah. I gotta grab this shit real fast, you know.
Don't talk about me on this episode.
That nigga walked in and said,
Hey, listen.
He said, baby, you got the card today, the big ones? All right, baby.
Big ones.
Nigga walked in. I got the anti-latex.
Yeah.
Oh, you
know
me.
Yo, Che, I got the lambskin.
Shay, read this. Shay, you have the letter?
Yes, it's in front of me.
Tell the people how they could get a letter read on air, please, Shay.
You can get a letter read by emailing us at guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. The requirements are, if you feel the need to send us a relationship letter, we need pictures of not just you, but of the person you're talking about. Because there's different levels to advice, and we got to make sure the level of advice we give you matches your actual
very
claims.
Nice way of
there's levels and there's lanes, and we got to make sure they correlate.
So what she tries to say is you don't want to give little dick advice to big niggas.
I'm sorry, Jay. We on your head tonight. It's fine.
All right, Jay. All right.
Bro, like... Anyway,
you in a racial group.
Son,
he got his feet done too with that bread.
I tried to bring him; he wouldn't come.
A lot of mercy.
He came all right.
He came. He came home.
Boyka.
So this letter is from Nola Bay.
Noya
is what she's calling herself. She says, I've been dealing with this guy for the past 6 years, and he's also the father to my 3-year-old son. Shit has not been going good with us. He never takes me out. He always chooses to work instead of being around on holidays. Don't get me wrong. I love a hardworking man. He's Haitian. Those are some of the hardest working people I know. Very dedicated and always making...
Your family.
And always about making an extra dollar. It's great. But am I wrong?
Hey.
Sorry. But am I wrong for always spazzing on him when he says, when Thanksgiving rolls around or Christmas and he decides he wants to go into work for extra pay? Yeah, I said extra. Every major holiday, our job gives it to us off, paid. But he still goes in saying bills aren't going to pay themselves, IDK. I come from a family where making memories is very important. We've been together 6 years and I'm not even capping. He's never been to a holiday even ever because he chooses to work. I see it as if I can stay home and make time for my family. Why can't he? We work at the same job, by the way, government job. Good pay and good benefits. But yeah, I just want to know if I'm making a big deal out of it, or is it worth it? Should I accept the fact that he'd rather be a working man than home with family? What are your guys' thoughts? Here's some pics of me. Tell Mouse I said hey with the little tongue emoji.
That last part was so
wow.
Ron Burgundy. I gotta say it all. Ron Burgundy. It was in the letter. It had to be said.
Well, I'll start off by saying this.
It's funny when you it's so funny when you decide to want to speak up, Che.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I wish you guys could see this picture to understand why Mouse is so nervous.
Dog. I'm sweating.
Badass.
I am sweating.
I still find. I find
that stand-up challenge. Come see me,
man.
I find it so funny when Che decides to speak up.
It's always
on this podcast.
Time. It's always that
because
like,
when you were in the racial group chat, you wanted to be DJ Clue, but now you want to throw me on. Oh, cool, bro.
That wasn't my stage.
Wow,
that's
crazy. This is our house.
Hey.
Like, this our mansion.
Hey.
So you pay rent?
I got keys.
You pay
rent? To this bitch,
hey,
right?
Hey,
you pay rent here?
Hey, fellas.
Jay, we gave you a key just in case you get
it's going crazy.
That ass fair.
Right. All right. So what was her
question? Ass I've ever seen.
What was her question?
Her question was basically, should she accept the fact that her dude doesn't care to be around for the holidays, or is like, how should she feel? Like, is she bugging? Should she let it slide? Should she accept the fact that he's doing it for money? Should she be suspicious?
I mean, I was going to ask, was it religious based? But I doubt it.
No, it didn't seem like it. But like, we've been together 6 years and you've never been around.
Probably got another family. Yeah, he got to go to his other family during the holiday season.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It seemed like he's going to see it.
If he's not there for most of the year, but the holiday, you got to spend it with them at least. Wow. Well, yeah, you should let Mel it. Yep.
You know what? I'm about to say, I think it's.
I just heard a bus go in reverse.
Man.
I just heard a bus go in reverse.
What the fuck is happening? On this podcast,
that ass can't go to waste.
I'll say this, right? I think it's one of two things. I think either one, he is a very, industrious young black man. Thank you. Who is trying to make not even just make ends meet, because apparently the ends are meeting very fucking well from what she's saying.
That's the ends.
Okay.
I look like a little southern house.
But from what she's saying, their ends meet very well. So it's not a. I couldn't hold it.
What is wrong with the
episode? So there's no reason for him to have to work extra hard. But if I listen,
I can see him having to work a lot.
You know, if he don't get that breath, she's gonna leave him. He gotta maintain that thing.
Oh man, son.
Yeah, I got mouths to feed.
You said she got a mouse to feed? Yo, he got mouse to feed. Oh,
but,
she got a lot of his old.
But no, no, but. It's a lot of butt. There's a lot.
Ah, there's a lot of butt.
He could, if black men did cheat, I would say he's probably going into work to fuck around with his work back.
Like on Christmas, work on Christmas when you got kids.
Christmas. That's thing. My thing.
Hold on. Fuck Christmas. So why that white shit?
Nah, son. She said like in the entire 6 years, she doesn't think that he's been home for one holiday. My man legit has a family in Haiti that he's going to see every.
It's not thinks.
She literally said, "We've been together 6 years, and I'm not even capping. He's never been to a holiday."
Not a Yom Kippur, not a Boxing Day, not a.
He didn't get.
So he didn't get steak and BJ.
That's what that work.
Nah, he was at work.
That's sad.
Wow.
Now you know the day you can pull up,
son. It's this March 14th. Truck.
He can BJ. What the fuck? What be wrong with niggas on this pod?
Yo, Mouse, this nigga, man has
What Jim?
Full blown.
No. First of all, I'm not gonna put him on blast. I will not do that to this man.
What did Jim?
Sick O in the head. Just know that, okay?
What did Jim Jones say? It's Corona though. It's Corona though.
Yeah. That ain't gonna be the only thing you die face down there. Jesus. You're gonna suffocate that ass.
So Mouse would simply like to say, okay, wow.
Give all right. Her some advice, Mouse.
Nah, that's dirty Mac and so.
Bet your man can't hit it like that.
This is going to be amazing.
I don't want this episode to come out. This is too chaotic.
I got to make the sound quick. Oh. Bet your man can't hit it like that.
No.
What's that Cuban link? He can't work the middle. Because his thing's too little.
He's trying to work for his undercompensation.
Hold on. There's one letter that I need Shay to read.
I want to get off this.
He tried.
There's one letter that I need Shay to read.
What letter?
The one I put in the chat.
It's the one he just put in the chat.
The one he sent.
He
said Dwight.
Dwight around your lips.
Dwight around your lips.
Oh, damn it. Okay. I'll just read the screenshot.
All right.
Max, you can put those pictures in the chat. Oh, well, I guess we can kind of see it.
I'm ready. Do we see it?
Just in case you wanted to see the blown up.
This isn't a question, though.
I know. I'm saying you could.
It's not a question, though.
Hold on, wait.
I
zoomed into the last picture and all I saw was I want
read it. Read it.
Oh, what's the
read it?
Demon time. And hurry up because
all right. Subject matter is I just put it in my mouth.
Sounds like the subject you're getting ready for after this pod.
No.
Hell, Che, I didn't like that. Don't.
You don't like when I agree with that.
No, that took the fun out.
All right.
Little dangly thing in the back of my throat. Yes, that's what's happening. Uh huh. Yep. Reclaiming my power.
Throw baby. I'm trying to give it to you. Throw baby.
What's today?
It ain't close to the first. It's how to pit out of rent. Nigga kicked out the door like you're 3 days late.
And I'm all out of extension.
It's either you going to get to suck it or these lights going to get cut out. Either way, somebody going to have their eyes.
Somebody better see dark.
Yo.
Either way, it's about to get dark in a motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Shay. Read this letter before you go get, before you got to go pay rent.
No. Fuck you.
Shit.
Okay, quite positive. I'm done. I'm a character.
Hold on, no.
Finally, all cut up now.
She left her name.
And if I may,
you gotta shout her out.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta shout her out. She left
Chris Hooper. Okay, Chris Hooper.
This one's for you, Chris.
This for you, Chris.
Okay, let's go.
Finally, all caught up. And if I may, I would like to chime in on the asking for head subject. My dude doesn't really ask. I just suck his dick. There has been times where I've woken up to dick looking at me, or we've been in the middle of a convo and he'll look at me and say, suck my dick. Or just randomly say, hey, you sucking dick today / tonight. 99% of the time, I just suck his dick just because. For instance, if I may send him a text that says, Jesus Christ. Send him a text that says, you want to fuck my mouth / throat, or hey, I'm going to come by your job and suck your dick. Or just randomly walk over and sit next to him and he'll take his dick out and put it in my mouth. Not sure if it matters, but we've been together for 5 years and there's a 13-year age difference between us. I'm in my 30s, he's in his 40s. Also, on the subject of swimming in the Red River in Red Wings, personally, a period doesn't stop nothing but a sentence for me. Up until my current relationship, I've never had a nigga not be okay with that. And why y'all act surprised, Mac was with the shits. He was in a movie called Red Tails. For those who can't take a joke, I was a history major and I'm well aware that the film depicts the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. Love the show. P.S. Didn't know if I needed to attach pics or not because I'm not asking for advice, but I did it just in case. P.S.S. Talking about sucking dick makes me want to suck dick. About to text my dude to let him know I want his dick in my mouth.
And ladies and gentlemen, these are our neighbors. These are than our neighbors. This is
This is who y'all live next
who's in
door.
This neighborhood with us.
Just want y'all to know what goes on in the community.
I got a gate at my shit. I got a negate. And the gate separate my shit.
If y'all would like a letter read on air, one of these, dick sucking symposiums, or
yeah, ladies, send some more dick sucking stories. I want to hear some stories. Some wild shit. And after I see a nigga kicked out Shade Door, I want to know what really be going on behind the closed doors.
Yo, the nigga kicked out the door like he was a cop. Nigga said, "Boom!"
I'm gonna start calling. We gotta have the episode like called the first of the month. It's like, what you
mean? Jay is paying rent with throat. Jay is paying rent with throat and ass. It is a pandemic out there.
For all you ladies that are lucky enough to get your rent paid every month, how is the first look for y'all?
How is the first look? They can't really see. They've been looking at the same wall.
They can't really see. Their eyes are watering right now.
Been behind the
eyes of water. A little blurry.
How do your eyes look? A little blurred. Just a little blurred.
Like the sun in their eyes. Like they just woke up.
So Che, like, do you guys get like food breaks or?
First of all.
Never mind. None of our business. If you guys have a letter, y'all want read on air, or if you have, your video symposiums, not videos. Please, not your video.
Not your video.
No, I did not mean that. I was no. That was a slip of the word. Do not send no videos to that email.
Brian.
Unless she wants.
No videos.
No videos.
We're so getting canceled after this. We couldn't make it to episode 100.
Be glad it took this long.
Throw baby. I'm trying to give it to you. Throw baby. I'm trying to bust a phone.
We're trying to bring some light to this day. This day that's what I'm going to blame this shit on.
Yeah.
It's a tough day.
Absolutely.
Mercury.
Actually, it just ended.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nobody asked you. Shut the fuck up, okay?
I don't know.
nigga know everything, but when to shut the fuck up.
Son.
All right. Yo, I can literally say from the bottom of my heart, there's nobody that I would rather speak to. 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, man.
Than you three. Che, you're on the lower end of that, but neither here nor there.
Don't ask me for shit.
We know you don't got no more favors tonight. You about to give up.
Don't ask me for nothing else. I can't.
No, you ain't got nothing left to give tonight. Yo, people ask you for shit.
Yo, you know how you be on the phone with somebody and they go through the tunnel and just go, ah! They go, if you ever on the phone with Chase, you'd be like, yeah, so,
ah! Or she'd be like, what the fuck, the lights went out.
It's the first of the month. <be the first.
laughs> Yo, Chase, it's the first. Go, wake up. Yo, that nigga be poked. He be wake up with his dick.
Yo, like, come on, get up.
She like, oh my God.
He said, do you know what today is?
Yeah.
It's your dick anniversary.
Nigga said, yes, it's the 3rd and you're late.
Listen, like I said, if y'all want a letter read on air, please send it to guys next door 123 at gmail.com. In the subject line, put your own fake name. If it is a relationship question, it doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, I don't know why you would ask us anything about relationships at this point in the show. But hey, add pictures of you and your suitor so that way we know who we're giving advice to. I never want to give skinny girl to advice to a fat girl. I never want to give ugly nigga advice to a good looking man. All right. Y'all made it to the end with us.
Come on, Mouse Jones.
Tumultuous episode at the least to say. We've been
is that in the spider family?
That's tarantula.
That's his cousin. What he said was.
yeah. Watch out for those tumultuous. They get crazy around the fall.
Sound like Lovecraft, right?
On this episode, y'all have been up with us.
Oh, wow.
Shay's about to go down, but neither him.
Shay really fucked up. She going down, man.
She going down, bad.
Hey, Shay, I love you, man.
What goes up?
I ever sign up for this?
Nigga said, what? Bing, message.
I'll go. What goes up? Che goes down.
Yeah. What the hook gonna be?
What the rent gonna be?
She don't gotta put no rent on this, big.
I'm sorry.
Listen. Oh, man. Listen. If y'all understood, y'all will understand. Let's keep it fun. When y'all hear this episode, you will know exactly what night this was. Because we all, I didn't mind, but these three were anxiety.
I was not. Don't put
all right. Well, half of the
podcast. I was high
anxiety. It was, and Mac as well. They were anxious and had anxiety and all that shit. Me and Ryan didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck. But yeah, neither here nor there. Shout out to whatever. If the world's burning outside, then you know exactly when this podcast was recorded. But on that note, I will say, yeah, make sure you stop being a Hakeem, okay? Stop being a goddamn Kimmy Gibbler, okay? If you want some acknowledgement, okay, wow, you want somebody to give you the Shay special, then you need to head over to patreon.com. The
best. Shay gonna have
guys on next door pod.
Her own Patreon segment called,
yeah, it's called OnlyFans.
Volume 1-2-1-2-40.
Yeah, please.
It's called Patreon. Yeah, thanks, Shay. Don't ruin it. Please don't ruin it. But yes, head over to the Guys Next Door Patreon. We got some exclusive content over there. Listen, we give you guys 2 free episodes for the price of none. So the least you could do is head over to the Patreon, become a patron, join the community, pick up your keys. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. It is Guys Next Door Pod on everything. If you want to continue the conversation, use the hashtag Guys Next Door. Last but not least, guys, fellas, kings, if you're going through your girl's phone, listen, it's very simple. Go to the podcast app, subscribe, leave a calm 5-star rating, and then leave a comment. Then head over to the Cash App, send yourself $50. You deserve, because, you know, steak, you probably didn't get steak and BJ day, so you deserve. Get your $50. You feel me? Get you a shape up. It's pandemic. Get you a shape up, pandemic price. And that's all we really got for you. On that note, we will see you guys on Thursday.
Life Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.